just some halachot and the laws regarding traveling on Shabbat would be, the question was asked, some people want to take, for example, a subway or a different type of public transportations that they have in certain cities, a trolley or different type of, like I said, transportation to take them within the city itself. Which means we know a person cannot get on a form of transportation that's going to take them outside the tchum, outside the borders of Shabbat. But let's say it's a local trial that's running anyway, and assuming that you could prepay it, so you don't have to worry about the inyan of paying the conductor and things like that. So what is the subject regarding that? Rabbi Pinchasi very clearly in Daber Dabar Perek Aleph Halacha Kaf Aleph writes, Asur Linsoa Berakevet O Bahashmalit Be'erev Shabbat Afidu Im Kana Bashevita אף אם רצונו לנסוע בתוך העיר, וכל שכן עם כוונתו להגיע אחר כניסת השבת לעיר אחרת. למרות שרכבת מונהגת על ידי גוי, וגם רוב נוסעיה הם נוכרים. Even if the goy is the conductor, and even the majority of the passengers are goyim, it is still asur. Number one, we say you have a tchum issue. They also have an issue of עובדין דחול. It's a weekday item. Secondly, you're concerned that by the more passengers that go on the train could be using more electricity. Therefore, you're causing that issue as well. The Hatam Sofer went so far to say that anybody who goes on a train on Shabbat is considered Chas v'Shalom a Mumar, which is a very, 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 very strong statement. There was a Sefer Vayomer Meir, Siman Tet, that clearly says that he was a Sfaradi rabbi, Rabbi Meir Waknin, that was talking about the subway on Shabbat for the people in New York, and clearly said, there's no question it is, Asur Asur Al-Khamad, also writing Yahav Da'at, Chedek Vav Siman Tet Zayin. So therefore, again, sometimes you have again these trolleys that are running and stuff like that, even if a person wants to go to the synagogue. Should not get on these trams or these buses that they have that are running, even though they're running in a schedule and things like that, is going to be isur bechlet ve'en la'kel b'shum ofan klal. Furthermore, we discuss one last case which happens for those people that are that fly. The issue is over here: a person is taking a trip from Los Angeles to the Far East. So the question is, he wants to leave on Friday, and what's going to happen is he's going to be flying over a landmass that landmass is Shabbat already, but he's on the plane. So the question is, can you fly over an area that in that area it is Shabbat? So according to the halakha, it is asur to fly over a landmass. You run into problems of having to make kiddush, going to the bathroom on the plane, we're opening lights, putting your hands under the faucet that causes the electrical water supply to come out. Impossible to be Shomer Shabbat in such a case. Even to sit in your seat, it's a question, because you're also taking yourself out of the tchum. And therefore, Rabbi Pinchasi writes in Daber Dabar Perek Aleph Halachat Yad Vav, Asur LeYehudi Latus B'Matos HaMamri B'Yom Shishi U'Meshek HaTisa Mit'arech V'Shohe Ba'Avir רק מספר שעות מעל מקום ששם שבת, ונוחת במוצאי שבת, even though you're landing on מוצאי שבת, כגון אלו הטסים ביום שישי מלוס אנג'לס, ונוחתים במזרח הרחוק, במוצאי שבת. They leave Los Angeles on Friday, and they land in the Far East on מוצאי שבת. But they're flying over Shabbat. ואף על פי שרוב הנוסעים אינם נוכרים, even though the majority of passengers are goyim, and the crew is goyim, doesn't matter, still, there is an issue, and therefore it's going to be asur. So again, another question was asked in one of the places. They had a boat where a person get on the boat and cross the river to get to the other side in order to go to the Bet Knesset on Shabbat. Also, the poskim oser, like we said, to get on a boat, the ketayla on Shabbat. Because the rabbis say, it looks like you're swimming. And swimming's asur, so therefore that's Tosafot's opinion as well. Therefore, a person has to be careful. The main way to travel, obviously, on Shabbat is by foot, and not be involved in these cases over here, unless a person got on a cruise from before 3 days, then already it would be permissible to remain on the boat on Shabbat Kodesh.